Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to the first Terrence Take podcast. The show is an entertainment news show with all of the celebrity news and gossip you need to know to keep up, as well as quirky little stories that I'm fascinated with that usually get overlooked by places like E! News. Instead of just giving you the facts or the rumors, we're here to tell you what we actually think of them. But first, who the heck are we? I'm Taryn Warden, a senior here at Pacific Lutheran University. I've spent my entire life obsessed with the lives of famous people. I have no idea why, but that's just how I am. And I think everyone who knows me knows that. I can remember grabbing People magazines in the grocery store lines during elementary school, and I would read every headline. But if it was a juicy enough story, then I'd go into the pages just so I could gossip with them on the car ride home with my mom. I've written Terrence Take articles and columns for The Mast here at PLU, and I've reported a segment on Hollywood gossip during the News at 9 broadcast, so some of you will probably recognize me and can kind of expect where I'm going to fall on whether I agree with these celebs or not. I'm joined today by one of my really good friends here at school and someone who is responsible for me even being here at all, Matt Salzano. Now, I like to call you the real creator of Terrence Take.
That's very sweet. I mean, I'm not sure it's entirely accurate. I think we just met and you showed up and you had some gossip to give. So I was like, well, you should do something with that, Taryn. My name's Matthew, like Taryn said. I'm a junior here at PLU. I'm the editor-in-chief of The Mast. And I was an arts and culture editor my first year here at PLU, and that's when I met Taryn. And it's pretty exciting to talk about people's lives like that. I do it with my friends, so why not do it about celebrities?
Yeah. I say I remember you specifically from orientation the very first day I had introduced myself, and I was saying, I love Lady Gaga. And you came up to me and you're like, so did you like the Born This Way album? Because I didn't.
Did I really say that?
Yeah. Mm. And I was like, are you kidding me? That is like the best album ever made.
Is it about Born This Way or art pop? I'm not an art pop fan, but Born This Way has stuck with me now at least.
It might have been art pop, but in my head I thought you were talking about Born This Way, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's offensive. That's just downright offensive on my part.
Yeah. So I want to remind all of you that there are even more arts and culture stories in the Mass newspaper that can be found on Mass Media's website. So that's massmedia.plu.edu. And we want to hear from our listeners throughout the show. So feel free to call into us at any time. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Once again, that's 253-535-7332. Another thing I should mention that makes this a unique show compared to listening to E! News or whatever is that my friends and I, we have this hobby of sorts, you could call it, where we are basically Seattle and Tacoma and Portland's paparazzi. So we spend most of our nights meeting the celebrities that come to town. So a lot of people that we'll talk about, even in today's broadcast and on the shows to come, I've actually met, and we will definitely be having story time towards the end of each show about what these celebrities are like in real life. So stay tuned for that. It's not always what you think.
It's really impressive how many people Taryn has met. And it's what's even better is that she doesn't go to the things they do always. She's often just like, well, somebody's here. I'm going to go stand outside the stage door and then just meet them. And it makes for some good times.
Oh, yeah. Tyga?
Yeah.
That's a big name. He was so nice. And I would have never expected that. There's no way I was going to go to a Tyga concert.
Yeah.
But he was really nice.
I just know Rack City Bitch. It's the only song I know. Can I say that on Ludera Student Radio? I think so.
I don't know, but I am going to say that later.
Oh, well, we're not supposed to. Christian just gave us an evil look.
Sorry.
That's all right.
So I have to start this off by letting you guys know what you can expect from me if you haven't seen Terrence Take at all in the past. So first things first, I will not be discussing Beyonce. Unless it is a really big story, like when Jay-Z and Solange were kicking each other in the elevator.
That was crazy.
And then she made the Lemonade album about it. That's a big story, so I would definitely mention that. But I will not be talking about, like, little stories at Beyonce because I think she is one of the most overrated artists of our time. Sorry, not sorry. So I'm going to try to not talk about her if I don't need to.
You're just explicitly like, this is my bias. I don't like Beyonce. I just don't get it. Like, what's wrong with Beyonce?
I just think she's so overrated.
But, like, why? Like, what does she not do for you?
Well, first, She needs to get over the leotards. She performs every day in a leotard. And it's like, okay, Gaga was doing that so long ago, and then everyone started doing that, and no one's doing that anymore. Like, that's so unoriginal.
I'm not sure Gaga did it before Beyonce, though. It had to be similar timing.
Back in 2008, before Just Dance, Beyonce was wearing cut-off denim jeans to a red carpet.
To a red carpet?
I've seen the pictures. And Katy Perry was wearing flip-flops, like, from Old Navy.
That's true. I mean, Katy Perry also thought she was a Christian artist, so...
Oh, let's That's not even fact. Get into
anyway,
that.
Anyway, I'm a Beyonce fan. I enjoyed Lemonade. It wasn't my favorite. I had an ex-girlfriend who really loved Beyonce, so it's, like, kind of stuck with me, you know? But, like, I get not talking about her because everyone is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to talk more about Beyonce because you know where I can hear about Beyonce? Literally anywhere.
Mm-hmm. But That's my thing. She Everyone is like, she's the best artist ever. I love her so much. It's like, but did you like her a year ago? No. Yeah. You didn't like her until everyone else liked her.
You do have to admit that her Instagram is, like, awesome, though.
I do like her pictures. She has a really good Instagram.
Baby Blue is cool. But also, she's just so casual about being, like, the world's biggest superstar currently. She's just like, here I am, Jay chillin'.
Yeah.
Okay, Beyonce.
Okay, so who else do you like or dislike?
Oh, I wrote this down. I really don't like Taylor Swift. I think we're going to get to this. Are we getting to this later?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not a Taylor Swift fan. She had this whole bit about streaming music where she was like, that's not what artistry is about.
Yeah.
And then immediately went and put it on Apple Music. Mm-hmm. Was just some complete BS. I can get away with saying that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Especially because she knows, of all people, as one of the, like, I think she's one of the most, like, makes the most money from touring and merchandise out of any artist in the world right now.
Like,
she knows that's where the money comes from in music right now. So why does she care about people listening to her music? I think if you're a true creative and you really care about music, then you just want people to listen. And you see that people are doing that. Like, Chance the Rapper's, I think, are, like, kind of ultimate example right now of someone who's, like, not even going to sell my music. I know I can make my living off of all the touring I do.
And he's coming to WAMU in December.
What?
Okay, is there anyone else? Because I am also not a Taylor Swift fan, so we will be avoiding her if we can.
We're on the same one there. I still like Katy Perry enough. Like, I'm still entertained by Katy Perry, although I think she's kind of fallen from graces, at least in terms of what I like to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of amused by anything you tell me about, Taryn.
Okay. So I am letting you all know that I will not be wasting your time with things that nobody actually cares about. Okay. Kylie Jenner updated her Snapchat. No. An Instagram model that nobody has ever heard of got in an online fight? No. But you'll see that kind of stuff on other news sites. I am also going to repeat that you'll hear a lot of updates on Lady Gaga, like we've mentioned before. I am a huge monster. She calls her fans little monsters, in case you didn't know. So I am extremely biased to her, but I'm admitting all of that to you, so don't try and come for me later.
Yeah.
If you've ever had a class with me, you knew this, though, because I'm very... Vocal. And I also I also wear Lady Gaga t-shirts almost every day, so you've probably seen me walking around campus.
Yeah. But live update, she's not currently wearing one.
Not right now. But I was thinking about it. So I have to let you guys know about this story first, because if I don't, I'm going to literally explode. So Lady Gaga released her first pop single since 2013 on the 9th, called Perfect Illusion. It's not what a lot of people expected from her. I'd say it's kind of disco meets Bruce Springsteen, which are two things that she really loves. But I follow her every move. So the song is what I expected based on how she's been acting and what she's been wearing and who she's been hanging out with. And I'm in love with this record. I've probably heard it 400 times, if not more by now.
Wow. Do you really think so?
Probably, including, like, all the Instagram snippets.
Okay, true.
But I know that you were not feeling the same about the song.
I'm also going to figure out, like, how many hours you've spent listening to Lady Gaga right now. So it's like, I mean, here's my opinion while I'm doing this calculation on my iPhone, because I'm not nearly smart enough to do it otherwise. Let's say it's a 3-minute song. I got distracted.
It's 3 minutes exactly.
Okay, so that's 20 hours you spent listening to Lady Gaga. I believe it.
Well, it came out.
You can do other things while you're doing it. It's not like it was, like, consistent, like, active listening. The thing is that I think I have this really high expectation for Lady Gaga. With the Born This Way singles, particularly Judas, the instant I heard it, I was like, holy crap, this is going to be my jam.
Ever.
I need to hear it a million times. I distinctly remember we were at my friend's house, And there's three of us who are big monsters at that point, big little monsters at that point. And she had just put out Judas like the day before, and we kept on getting it stuck in her head and just kind of singing it. And we're like, we have to go listen to the song again.
And we'd go listen to the song. I mean, she made Judas rhyme with Gaga. That's impressive.
Judah. Yeah. And I haven't gotten that from her since about then, which is so different because The Fame and The Fame Monster and Born This Way all had tracks where I was like immediately like, that's going to be stuck in my head. Perfect Illusion hasn't happened for me yet.
I think it's definitely super catchy, but there was a lot of people like online, because I go through the Facebook comments on all of these stories just because I want to see what people really think, and people are terrible on the internet, so they will tell you. But a lot of people online were saying the same thing. They're like, this isn't like Just Dance. I love that song so much. But a lot of people were also saying like the first time they heard it, they didn't like it. And then the second time they listened to it, they're like, oh, this isn't as bad as I remember. And then got like really into it.
Okay, maybe I need to give it a couple more chances.
Yeah, I would say play it a few more times. But also, a lot of people were like, this isn't like The Fame Monster. That's what I wanted. But I also feel like if you have an artist that never changes, what's the point of liking them either?
Yeah.
If you're not going to evolve artistically, then you're probably not even expressing how you really feel or doing anything that you really want to do.
No, true. And I mean, you have to grow with your artist and recognize that like, what, Lady Gaga was popular in 2008 and we're 8 years, or first popular in like 2008-ish, and it's 8 years later now. Like,
she's 30.
She's changed monumentally in those 8 years.
And so have we.
So whether or not your paths diverge from Lady Gaga's is something to be seen. But I'm excited to hear the actual album
yes,
see what we think.
I have info on that right now.
Let's hear it.
So, along with the release of the new single, Perfect Illusion, Lady Gaga announced exclusively this morning on Beats One Radio through Apple Music, so I couldn't even listen to it until later because I don't have Apple Music. Her album is titled Joanne, comes out in 5 weeks on October 21st. And she started giving like half the track listing. There's going to be 11 tracks on Standard and 14 on Deluxe.
Awesome. Why Joanne? Is it named after Dr. Lazowski?
No. But so Joanne is Gaga's actual middle name.
Right.
Lady Gaga is not her real name.
Her real name is
Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanata.
That is a name.
I know. Super Italian.
Super Italian. My last name is Salzano. This is not Italian. That is. Good job, Stephanie Germanata.
So Joanne was her dad's sister who passed away from lupus when she was 19 and her father was a kid. So they have a child, or they have a restaurant in New York that I've been to that's also named Joanne. She said there's a track on the album called Joanne that's about her passing and like the experience of the family that kind of worked as the heart of the whole record. So it's supposed to be like a super personal album, and she's talking about how it's going to heal her family, and the album's really about being her father's father, or her father's daughter, her mother's daughter, her sister's sister, and her friend's friend.
Wow.
She said that in like every interview.
It's about relational aspects. That's really interesting, and it sounds like she's also got some interesting collaborations on there. I'm reading from this list here, a dance track with Beck. That's going to be a rager. Sinner's Prayer with Father John Misty. That's going to be a weird collaboration.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be fun. It's sort of like when all these hip-hop artists throw in Bon Iver and you're like, this isn't going to work. And then it's
and
great.
And then it does.
And you're like, what? And then a female duet, different than a male duet or a mixed duet, apparently, with Florence Welch.
Yeah.
Welch of Florence and the Machine. That will be fun.
Yeah. She emphasized like that it's a female duet because it's specifically a song encouraging women to lift each other up instead of always competing.
Female solidarity.
Yeah. So I am beyond excited for this album. I have 5 weeks to mentally prepare myself, and I don't think that's enough time, even though I've waited like 3 years for this.
Yeah, I'm really curious. I'm excited largely because the last thing she put out was that jazz thing with Tony Bennett, right? I mean, the last notable thing at least. So I'm curious to see if we get that jazz influence in there a little bit. It sounds like it might even be a little more like edging towards alternative music, if you will, with the influence of Florence and Father John Misty.
I think it'll be very emphasizing on her vocals because now she doesn't have to like hide behind a beat because everyone knows that she can actually sing.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the jazz thing.
Yeah. I think that was what was beautiful about Lady Gaga, though. I think that was some of the mystique, is that if you knew enough about her, you knew that that girl could sing.
Yeah.
Like, she is so talented, and yet she was doing all this crazy dance music because that was her passion at the time. And so I think there was some beautiful artistry to that. But this will be great, too. I'm excited to hear it and give you my input.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be spilling all of the tea on the summer's craziest stories and nothing else about Gaga. We're playing the summer's new music releases. First up, this is Perfect Illusion, so you can hear what the heck we've been talking about this whole time, and Ariana Grande's new track, Side to Side, with Nicki Minaj. This is Terrence Take with Taryn Warden and Matt Salzano on Loot Air Student Radio. Not sure how I just felt about that Nicki Minaj verse, but welcome back to Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and Matt Salzano on Loot Air Student Radio. If you want to call into the show and ask us what we think of a story, or tell us what you think about a story, feel free. The answer is, or the number is 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332.
Okay, so we have three crazy stories from the summer to discuss. Number one, Kanye West and Taylor Swift's feud with Kim Kardashian on Snapchat. That's going to be my personal favorite. Two, Lindsay Lohan's fiance drama in Europe. And Chris Brown's standoff with the police just 2 weeks ago. So Taryn, let's spill the tea first on Kimye, my favorite, and Taylor.
Okay, this is probably my favorite story to ever happen. I was glued to my phone when this happened. I started actually screaming, and me and my mom were so obsessed. But I think it's also because I've always not liked Taylor Swift, and I didn't really have, like, a reason for it. There was just something about her that I didn't like. And Kim Kardashian, who knew she'd win the Pulitzer Prize in investigative journalism? She gave me the receipts that I needed.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, I'm going to give you all the facts on this. But basically, I'm going to have to take this super far back history lesson to 2009.
Wow.
We're talking ancient. MTV Video Music Awards, where Taylor Swift won the video for best female, or won the award for best female video. Kanye gets out of the crowd, grabs the mic, says Beyonce should have won. She had the best video of all time, blah, 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 blah. I think we all know that. So that's very important. Keep that in mind. February 14th of this year, Kanye released his new album. It's called The Life of Pablo. And there was a media frenzy over the Famous lyrics, a song called Famous. So in the lyrics, he talks about Taylor Swift, and he responded to media defending
that
the
bitch
line.
Famous. Sorry,
saying,
Christian.
Quote, I called Taylor and had an hour-long convo with her about the line, and she thought it was funny and gave her blessings. He said this on Twitter. Now, the line is, I think me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that be famous. It's
yeah,
I thought it was really
It's a little
funny.
Confusing. Yeah, and at one point, apparently, it said, Taylor still owes me sex. Like,
oh,
as
know.
The story developed, like, yeah. They were like, he actually changed the lyrics, because at one point it was like, they know Taylor Swift
Spill
owes me sex.
So, Taylor Swift's spokesperson denied this so hard. And it said that Kanye never asked for approval, and then they put out an official statement saying, quote, Kanye did not call for approval, but to ask Taylor to release his single Famous on her Twitter account. She declined and cautioned him against releasing a song with such a strong misogynistic message. So the very next day, this is the next day, February 15th, at the Grammys, Taylor Swift kind of tongue-in-cheek dug the crap out at Kanye. After she thanked her record company and her friends and everything, she said for winning Album of the Year, quote, I want to say to the young women out there, there are going to be people along the way who try to undercut your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame. But if you focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, blah, 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 blah. So Kim Kardashian, this is where she comes into the picture. Kanye's wife and baby mama to baby North and baby Saint. She was asked.
She's also does other things, you know, like she's
like
a very famous model. She's a very famous model. She's had some TV shows. She's an successful entrepreneur. She's more than just who she has sex with and what happens afterward. But
so in GQ, she was asked about why is Kanye saying he called and then Taylor is saying that she isn't or that he didn't. And on the day that the Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode aired, where she talks about the GQ interview and the phone call with her mom, Chris, she released all these receipts that we've been waiting for, and she also said, he called. I swear on my life, he called her. So, On July 17th at 6:22 p.m., Kim tweeted, "Wait, it's legit National Snake Day? They have holidays for everybody. I mean everything these days."
I love that so much.
Tons of snake emojis. And then immediately after, all the Snapchats got posted. So these Snapchats are recorded footage, like, of her recording the computer screen of the footage taken from Kanye in the studio making the album, where he is on the phone with Taylor and she approves the lyric. And I actually have a snippet of it for you in case you don't believe me.
Oh, okay, dope. You still got the Nashville number?
I still have the Nashville area code, but I had to change.
For all my Southside niggas that know me best, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Thing to have.
I know, definitely.
She says it's a compliment.
I give a fuck about it's just you as a person and as a friend. I want things that make you feel good. I don't want to do rap that makes people feel.
And I really appreciate you telling me about it. That's really nice.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. I just
I haven't seen this before. Also, you notice him emphasizing might still have sex as if it's a changed lyric.
Yeah. So the Snapchat goes on and Taylor talks about, like, "I'm so happy you called me. I know media is going to be all over this and I'll tell them it was a joke. I was in on it the whole time. You're such a great friend."
Where is that coming from?
This is Kim's Snapchat.
No, I know. But, like,
the footage?
Yeah. But no. But what you just said about what Taylor was saying. Are you just like,
the story goes
extrapolating?
On.
Oh,
her
I see.
Her Snapchat went for like 5 minutes.
Oh, holy cow.
But we don't have time for all that.
Yeah. Got it.
So I'm just giving you the gist of it. She's like, "We're such great friends. I think it is actually pretty true. You did make me famous." Okay.
Shut up. Does she really?
But then it came out that back in February, when the album came out, she sent letters asking for.
Can I have the pen? Give me the
pen. Yeah. Asking for him to erase the footage, saying it was illegal. Which, in the state of California, it's illegal to record people on phone calls, but there is a loophole about being on speaker, and there are other people in the room, and she could definitely hear
them.
So Taylor took to Instagram to respond, where she screenshotted a thing from her iPhone notes saying, quote, "Where's the footage of Kanye telling me he was going to call me that bitch in his song? Blah, 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 blah. Being falsely painted as a liar when I was never given the full story or played any part of the song is character assassination." What do you think of that? I'm 100% Team Kanye.
I am too. But does he not say that in that video right there, does he not say the part about where he says the line, "I'll make that bitch famous," or "I made that bitch famous"?
I'm not sure, because it's on Snapchat, you only get like 10 seconds, and so it kept cutting out and then cutting back in.
Okay. See, I mean, that is important. This is what I have to say. Taylor Swift, I just want to unpack this here, because we have this whole bit about him being misogynistic. Taylor Swift is a fake feminist.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really interesting think pieces about this. I'm going to just give you my, like, really, like, 20-second version of it, and it's not nearly educated enough because I've stopped paying attention to Taylor Swift because I do not enjoy her. She is a genius, but not in music. She's a genius with money. She's a genius with money. It's very impressive. Feminism is an economic advantage for her. She prescribes to white, affluent feminism. She has all these rich models, beautiful, slender, white
squad
and her squad, and has developed this image that, like, every woman, in order to be a complete woman, needs to have this white rich squad. That's not what feminism should be about. And then this whole idea that she's gonna then only use feminism when it's like useful for her. So, like, oh, Kanye is being misogynistic, attack feminists. Oh, Nicki is making women go against each other, attack feminists.
Yet you write a song called Bad Blood where you're talking about your feud with Katy Perry over dancers on a tour.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So I'm really not about that. Also, to some extent, I really do think Kanye boosted Taylor's fame.
Yeah.
Because she was famous. She was making plenty of money doing plenty of music and country. Mm-hmm. And then Kanye rocketed her into pop stardom.
And then she
and
switched
superstar
genres.
Pop stardom. And then she started making country pop, and now she's completely this bubblegum dance pop BS.
Yeah. I do have one thing to add on to that. Her statement on the night of the 14th of February, she said that he was had a strong misogynistic message in the song. And then on her Instagram post, she said that she never got the line where he called her that bitch. So that statement does not match that, because then where was the misogyny? If you never heard the line, supposedly. You supposedly encouraged him not to release it.
Yeah, there's a discrepancy there.
But on another note, I was thinking of going as Taylor Swift for Halloween. And by Taylor Swift, I mean like dressing as the green snake emoji, because that has become her mascot in my head.
Well, it'd also be funny because you could do it without people getting the joke. I don't know. I do want to express that, like, I feel bad, at least somewhat, for Taylor, because that's not a very uplifting message about
her.
But
what rapper is going to call you and tell you that they have a lyric in your song, in their song coming out way later? I don't know anyone else that's going to do
that. No, that was pretty cool on his part. Pretty cool.
Oh, and another update. He has released a music video since then that depicts like 12 of the most famous people on earth naked in bed. And Taylor's in there and she did not say anything, doesn't seem to care at all. But I think that's smart.
They're like wax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just I think it's clear, smart on her part.
He didn't actually get Taylor Swift to lay naked in bed.
No. But it's smart on her part to not play into it anymore.
I think so.
But it was a crazy story this summer, so I had to fill you guys in on that.
No, it's important. All right, what's up next?
Our next story is not as complicated as the Kimmy Taylor. We don't need as much of a history lesson on this.
No.
It's the drama and actually violence that's been going on with Lindsay Lohan over the summer.
Oh, no.
And I didn't see a lot of U.S. news coverage on this, but I thought it was really important and actually really fascinating. Kind of like a train wreck, you know, where you like can't look away, but you also like can't do anything about it.
Sort of the story of Lindsay Lohan's life.
Yeah. So Lindsay was the Ginger Twins in Parent Trap, Katie Heron on Mean Girls. I think everyone knows her. She has been living in Europe, so that's why we haven't seen much of her.
What's her movie with the Volkswagen? Herbie?
Yes. Yeah. The like one. Possessed bug. So she's been living in Europe with her fiance, Edgar Tarabosov, and I'm probably destroying that name, but he's a Russian businessman born in 93, so that's like our age.
Yeah, he's like 23.
Yeah. So over the summer, Lindsay was going a little crazy on like Instagram and Twitter, commenting that Edgar was out at the club cheating and posting pictures of him in the club with these girls while she's laying in bed, quote, laying in bed at home. She went as far as to say and tagged the chick that she was a Russian hooker that was with her man.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So it was all kind of just internet drama or like whatever. But on the 24th of July, cops were actually called to Lindsay's apartment that she shares with Edgar, and they had to kick the door down.
What?
And I've seen pictures of the door. They just like hit the handle with their feet and stuff. But Lindsay was on the balcony of the apartment screaming that Edgar had just strangled her. Quote, he tried to kill me. And then later opened up to Daily Mail that he's gotten physical with her before. Like, at her 30th birthday party, she said he, quote, drank too much and went crazy. But that's all she would say. So, he was then seen by paparazzi moving out. So, you'd think that's kind of the end of it. She said that they're over while she was screaming on the balcony. But it is not over. This is where the train wreck part is going to come in. Lindsay Lohan's dad, Michael Lohan, who she has in the past had said, like, I've taken him out of my life. I don't want him there. And have you seen her parents?
No.
Okay, so they've been on, like, Dr. Phil and stuff. I've watched it. I feel so bad for Lindsay. She never stood a chance. The two of them are just complete whack jobs. So Michael did a bunch of interviews after the, like, door-kicking-in incident, and he said that Lindsay had texted him a few days ago that she was pregnant. But the same week that he gives this interview, she's caught by paparazzi drinking and smoking on a yacht in Europe. And neither her rep or her could confirm that she was pregnant or not. So,
good Lord, I hope not.
I hope so, too. That poor kid. But so things kind of died down after the whole pregnancy thing. And then she's smoking and drinking. So I would say I would normally assume that she's not pregnant because I don't know people that normally do that.
Yeah. Hopefully
but
she,
who knows? So on August 5th, Lindsay and Edgar, they got in a physical fight, which was, again, caught by paparazzi. Shout out to the European paparazzi. You're doing a great job of catching everything.
Oh, God.
So he was caught trying to rip a phone out of her hand on the beach. Her boobs are just like falling out all over the place. He's grabbing her arms. Yeah. They're screaming. It was just pure craziness. What in the world do you think of that?
I just feel so bad for like kind of everyone.
Yeah.
Like something really bad had to happen to you in terms of like developing your masculinity if you're a 23-year-old man boy and you're like beating your celebrity girlfriend.
She's like over 30, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot of bad things happening there. I really hope she's not pregnant and, you know, essentially abusing her child like that. It's unfair and terrible.
This was like the only story that happened this summer where I was like interested, but not like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. It was more like, oh my God, what is going on?
Yeah,
like, but I can't do anything about it.
I hope everybody's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not. why haven't we given up on Lindsay Lohan to some extent?
Like, well, she disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
And then all this came out.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, I don't mean, like, why hasn't society given up on her? Like, I still want her to get better, but, like, why are we talking about her still?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what has she done recently in terms of actual media that's been, like, mm-hmm. something I want to know about?
Besides fight.
Yeah.
Okay, so our last absolutely crazy story from the summer is Chris Brown having a straight-up standoff with police.
The homie Chris Brown.
The homie, dripping with sarcasm. So, okay, let me give you the rundown on this. So, super early on the morning of August 30th, a 911 call was made to Chris Brown's house from Bailey Curran. This is at 3:11 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
She claims Chris Brown threatened her with a gun at his party.
Oh, God.
So, she later opened up to Extra that she was admiring some diamonds at his house when a man started shouting at her to get away from them. And then this is her quote. Chris came in, pulled out his gun, and said, "I'm getting so sick of you people."
Oh,
pointed
goodness.
The gun at me and told me to get the F out of the house. She then said that she went to flee the house after being asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Glad she didn't.
Yeah.
I'm glad she didn't.
So LAPD arrives at Chris Brown's house and he refuses to let them in, saying that they need to get a warrant. Which I'm not even sure is what they needed to do, but they left, got the warrant, came right back, and he still refused. So,
which you can't do at that point,
I don't
can
think,
you?
No. So, this is at probably like 5 in the morning at this point.
Yeah.
I wake up at like 9 a.m., all this is going on. Eventually, in the standoff, the robbery homicide division of the LAPD arrives, and the freaking SWAT team.
Freaking okay. SWAT.
So
freaking SWAT team.
Probably around like 1 p.m., like around like lunchtime, he was finally arrested.
1 p.m. there or 1 p.m. like our time?
Our time. Well, he's okay. in California, so it's the same time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So like, it was going for a long
time.
It
from like 3 a.m. until like it lasts like almost 12 hours.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. So they finally arrest him, tons of charges, and he was released on a $250,000 bail that, of course, he can pay because he's made tons of music, and he actually ended up releasing a song right after that we will not be playing because I don't like Chris Brown. But
yeah, I mean,
okay, so what is your opinion right now real quick on this story? Do you believe her?
Believe
Bailey?
Yeah, like I with Chris Brown's history, yes.
Yeah, okay,
but also it seems a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So, somewhere in between. I can't just, like, accept it yeah. with this one quote. But also, like, I want to some extent.
Yeah. Okay, well, does your opinion change when I tell you that Chris Brown was posting videos on Instagram the entire time during the standoff against the LAPD, saying they were part of, quote, the worst gang in the world, and Black Lives Matter, so they can't come after him, and everyone's just trying to deface his name and his character? And not owning any responsibility for what could have happened.
It plays into the idea that Chris Brown must have something seriously wrong, like uh-huh. psychological issues. And therefore, that makes a lot of sense that he would like bring a gun on someone, threaten mm-hmm. them, and then has this kind of paranoia
mm-hmm.
that the police
while breaking
is against
the law,
him.
Resisting arrest.
Yeah. And to be fair, the Black Lives Matter movement is about this bias against mm-hmm. The black community
but
by
I don't,
police.
I don't think but that don't they think knew.
Yeah. Well, I also don't think that's what's happening
no,
here.
No, I think he was
about
trying
a man
to make it that.
Who has a history of domestic abuse and then had domestic abuse charges against him and then refuses the police mm-hmm. entering his home. So, you know.
So I think he was actually making them look bad.
Yeah. I think everyone should be concerned with the hashtag Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. movement, but.
Definitely.
This is not one of those moments mm-mm. where we can be like, Chris Brown is being oppressed because of.
Yeah.
Racial issues. It's just not, it does just not appear to be true.
Okay. So does your opinion change when I tell you that Bailey is actually wanted in connection to grand larceny for an incident at New York Plaza Hotel back in 2013? Because this seemed to matter to everyone
no.
on Facebook.
What's larceny mean?
It's over $1,000 in theft.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Pretty sure. Her friend stole a wallet and she was with the friend. They left the hotel. Because everyone on Facebook was like,
oh,
she's
God.
Making this up. She's related to this grand larceny thing. But then they also didn't want to bring up Chris Brown's past. And I think if you're going to bring hers up, then you have to bring his up. And I think his is way worse.
Yeah. I mean, both are troubled. I would like to mention briefly that I think this shoplifting funny business is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have several friends who have previously been like, oh, yeah, I shoplifted because it just gave me a thrill. And I was like, really? Like, do drugs.
Yeah. At least that's a consensual crime.
Yeah. Anyway, it's still not a good idea, but everyone's crazy in this situation. But that's what we're doing here. So yeah. That's what makes Terrence Take fun. And you know what? We're going to take a short break before we get back to some fun. We're going to play Kanye West's Famous with a great Taylor Swift lyric. And then make sure you pay attention to those first lines.
We're also playing Demi Lovato's Body Say when we come back. I'll tell you about the time that I met her, air quotes, just this last August. You're listening to Terrence Take with Taryn Warden and Matt Salzano on Loot Air Student Radio.
You're listening to Taryn's Take on Loot Air Student Radio. If you want to call me, Matt Salzano, and Taryn over here, the number is 253-535-7332. Once again, 253-535-7332. So, Taryn, we just heard Demi, but now you have to tell us about meeting her and maybe your opinion and about what those air quotes around meeting her mean.
Yeah. So, I have a friend who is a huge fan of Demi, like the way that I'm a big fan of Gaga.
Okay, that's so, commitment that I haven't heard of for her.
Well, she's not as big of a fan as a Monster, but
okay.
she's about as equivalent as you could get. So okay. She's a huge fan, and I was like, okay, girl, if you love her, we're gonna do everything that we can. I mean, the whole reason why we got into the whole like meeting random people that come to town is practice for when people that we actually like come.
For sure.
So we were like, okay, she's doing Portland on the 20th and then Seattle on the 21st. Let's go to both. So we kind of have a plan tentatively in our head where we're going to leave unless we see something else. We see nothing about them after their LA show. So we don't know if they came to Portland or not. And so her birthday is the 20th. And on the 19th, they're having like this birthday party in an arcade. And she gets like I guess it'd be a vegan birthday cake where it was an apple covered in a watermelon covered in frosting.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. So my friend Jared. Jared, if you're listening, hi. So he has a cabin like right outside Portland. So he was like, wait a second. He starts Googling all these arcades and matches the carpet on her Snapchat to an arcade in Beaverton, Oregon.
What?
So we know that she is there.
What?
So we leave our house at 6 a.m., drive all the way to Portland. Well, we did make one stop for Dutch Bros because we don't have Dutch Bros coffee near us.
Yeah, it's only in Olympia, right? It's the closest one to Tacoma.
Yeah, I think. Well, and then there's Lacey. One in Long Beach.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we get there. We start doing all this research from her Snapchats where she posted about her birthday. We can match the hotel room. And I'm not telling you how we did this, but we can match the hotel room. Why?
Did you like go through every hotel website in Beaverton and like find the hotel
room?
No,
in Portland. The party was in Beaverton, but Portland's right next door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's staying in Portland.
So did you look up every hotel in Portland and look at
the
floors?
No, we had a few guesses. Okay. And then our guesses were right.
That's awesome.
So we get to the hotel. It's 100 degrees outside. And there's security, like, watching us the whole time and, like, kind of being all weird. They kept trying to, like, kick us out, but they can't do anything. It's private. It's public property. You can stand on the sidewalk. So, like, if you're ever trying to meet someone and they tell you to leave, they can't do it. Just a tip. So
hot tip.
We end up actually meeting Nick Jonas and getting pictures, but that was not my focus. So like, I really didn't care. I was like, okay, we're here for Demi.
It's Nick Jonas. He's so hot.
Yeah. He's very interesting. I don't know. He's kind of moody, but we got the pictures. So we keep waiting for Demi. Like 4 hours go by. We're like burning. So out of nowhere, we can tell it's about to go down. We see the tour bus loading up. I see all of her birthday gifts and I have pictures of them off my phone if you want them. She comes out. She waves at us. She's in pajamas and wearing like Adidas slippers. No hair, no makeup, nothing. Her hair's super short. And then she talks about getting extensions, but she's wearing a full wig on the concert. So we're like, oh, okay, well, we don't have tickets to the show tonight. Let's go goof around. So we goof around Jared's family. They're still at the cabin. So we're like, oh, let's meet up so that because they were going to go to the show in Seattle because that's where we're from. So we go to meet up with them at the arena. And out of nowhere, there's tons of traffic. And we're like stuck right outside Moda Center.
For sure.
we realized show just gotten done. We're like, okay, well, let's go find somewhere to park so that we can go find them. Out of nowhere, her buses pull out. Show's been done for about 2 minutes. We're right behind them. So we got trapped into following them for 3 hours from Portland all the way to Seattle.
What?
Okay, and I was not trying to be...
Is your stuff all still in the cabin, too?
No. Okay, good. So we start driving, right? And I see this car go, on the shoulder lane and cut to follow the bus. And I was like, oh, crap. That's going to get all of us caught, and they're going to call the cops on us. Come to find out, that was his parents.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but this was not planned, okay? I'm not, some crazy, crazy stalker. So... we follow them from Portland to Seattle, and we get separated, merging onto traffic. They were going 90 in a bus. Whoa. It took us an hour to catch up. It was, so crazy. I had so much anxiety. I was, sweating in the car. So we get all the way to Seattle. Mind you, they slowed down to about 40 in Tacoma, going by the Tacoma Dome. It was so weird. But we get to Seattle.
They just want to see where they were going to be the next night? Or they weren't even in Tacoma?
No, they just, on the freeway, they just slowed down and then, went back up. So we, weird. Then my anxiety started going through the roof thinking we got caught. But they pull into their hotel in Seattle. We jump out of the car. We're standing there. We see Nick again, completely ignored him because I was like, I don't have time for this. We're here for Demi. We have spent so long today. So security there is going crazy. They bring out ropes and, all this stuff. There's, five of us there. She comes out fully in clothes, hair, makeup this time. So
from the show?
Yeah. So the time before, she might not have wanted to have pictures out of makeup. So I was like, oh my God, this is a good sign. She looks at us, gives the tiniest wave, looks like she's about to start crying, and goes into the hotel.
No.
Yeah. So I didn't see her again. But we ended up getting, I got comped tickets to the show.
Why?
Because I got into this thing for CAST Centers, which is the rehab center that Demi went to that she co-chairs. And they were touring with the show. So we got into this thing and they're like, but you have to have a ticket to the show. And I was like, but you said that you didn't. If you were going to Nick Jonas's soundcheck, that'd be fine. And I went to his soundcheck. So then they were like, oh, crap. Well, here's some tickets. So we ended up getting free tickets. We're at the CAST thing. Demi walks in. She sits right in front of me. The whole entire meeting for an hour. She said not one word. She did not smile one time.
Did you try to say hi to her or anything?
No. Because I was like, there's something up with her. And then she just walked out, gave a peace sign, and I watched her unlock her phone and get on Twitter. She walked out. But the reason why I wasn't mad, is because I know she has issues.
She does.
Because she was diagnosed bipolar, depressive, anxiety. Yeah,
but she wasn't the one who just dropped out of music for a while, right? That was Selena?
Yeah, that was Selena. Ugh. So, homies, I wasn't mad, but it was a crazy, crazy story that I thought only I could tell, so I thought I'd fill you guys in on that.
Pretty cool. It's a classic Taryn Warden story. Well, if you're looking for some shows in the area where you could maybe not stalk somebody, we've got Drake and Future coming up at the Tacoma Dome tomorrow. That's Friday, the 16th of September.
Future's been threatening Russell Wilson on Twitter, kind of, though. So I'm pretty sure that him and Sierra are going to leave town tomorrow.
Crazy.
We have Blink-182 at the Key Arena on September 17th.
And Dolly Parton, my one of my personal faves. My mother loves Dolly Parton. At Showware Center in Kent, because that's where everyone wants to go, is Kent, on September 21st.
And we have RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6 winner, Bianca Del Rio, one of my favorite queens, September 28th at Showbox Shodo. If you go to these shows, you'll probably find me outside and maybe accidentally chasing some tour buses.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to give a big thank you to Matt for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
We're also on Twitter for daily updates and even more crazy stories, even at a faster pace than this. So be sure to follow us at Terrence Take. That's TerranceTake. We'll be back with more celebrity gossip, shade, and stories Thursday, September 29th at 4 o'clock right here on Loot Air Student Radio. Bye!